Welcome back to What Is the Land of Confusion. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad Hartman here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a big story for today, Alex Jones, the infamous conspiracy theorist, is facing a major financial blow. A court has ordered him to liquidate his assets, including his media company, InfoWars, to pay $1.5 billion to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. This comes years after these legal battles began over Jones' false claims that the 2012 tragedy was nothing more than a hoax. Despite initial bankruptcy filings, the court is pushing for immediate asset liquidation to finally compensate the families. And on the line with us right now, attorney Mike Bryant. And Mike, this Alex Jones story, just it seems weirder and weirder to me as I look at this. First of all, I can't believe it's taken this long for the courts to have weighed in and have tried this. And you know, once they find him guilty, $1.5 billion, why is there even talk about how they're going to pay this? Why haven't they forced his hand in the liquidation and coming up with this money to begin with? He had no problem throwing everybody involved in the Sandy Hook tragedy under the bus immediately and not worrying at all about how it would affect their families, their finances, or their futures.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon. I mean, it's taken so long because there's been so many legal steps in all this. I mean, you had, you know, the prolonged litigation after a whole bunch of work on trying to get it worked out beforehand. And then you had the litigation and then you had the trial, which lasted, you know, longer than a lot of trials. And then you had the process that you went through after the trial. And then you had a bankrupt, and the attempt was to try to get out of everything through the bankruptcy, and you know, thankfully the court saw through that, and so now we've got the most recent ruling based upon the attempt to hide assets or based upon try to keep assets out of the bankruptcy. So it's involved a lot of layers of litigation, and that's why it's taken so long. And you know, it looks like they're finally going to make him come up with money, you know, real money to actually pay some of this, which is, you know, one of the interesting parts of all this, that, you know, his initial statements are filled with so much vitriol and so much righteousness. And then when it comes down to actually, you know, paying, you know, it's been every attempt whatsoever to get out of it.
Here's the other question I have about this. You know, he's online, he's on his site crying to his followers about how much money he needs from them and to help turn this thing around and make donations, and he's going to lose everything. I think we should put the guy up and give him three square meals a day in prison, because I don't understand. If Dave Schrader started making claims against Minneapolis police that were false and against EMTs and against our government, I'm pretty sure I would be behind bars for impeding justice, impeding criminal investigations, for all of the things that he's done. Why has there been no criminal charges put on this guy, seeing that everything he said and stated, that this was a false flag program, that there was nobody that was actually killed or injured, these were all crisis actors, including the law enforcement that was involved in this. That is casting aspersions on law enforcement, casting aspersions on our government, casting aspersions. And I understand there is some, you know, there's some reasons for people to question things that our government does from time to time. But it seems when it's this blatant and complete disregard for respect, other, you know, very prominent media people have lost their entire careers and have been financially destroyed over these things. Some have even done jail time. Why is Alex Jones still free, and why hasn't the government pursued any kind of action at all on him?
Well, I mean, that's kind of an intertwined question, because, you know, the civil parts of it, libel or slander or things that he says, those are separate from, you know, criminal actions that actually they can bring charges where that would stick and they'd actually be able to do something with. I mean, some of what he says as far as criminally goes would probably be defended with First Amendment arguments, his right to say things, even if they're crazy. And then, you know, and be left for the civil courts to make a determination as far as whether they're true or not. So I could see prosecutors deciding we're not going to, you know, go after this criminally because there's no there. It'd be hard to get this charge to stick. And beyond that, you know, what's the crime that's committed there? I mean, he's definitely done things to injure the government with his statements. But the reality is I think there's lots of people that do that. And prosecutors, for the most part, don't seem to be interested in trying to do some sort of criminal charge like that.
Well, our former president has had to go to court because of things that he said and riots that he's incited. With Alex Jones's platform, he has caused people and incited in people rage and controversy, conspiracy. People have shown up on the doorsteps of these poor mourning families,
sure.
Even heroes that were on the site, like the one bus driver that took a bunch of the kids and took care of them and protected them. People were showing up on his property, threatening him. So that means there's manpower, there's government money that's being mm-hmm. spent on protecting people that Alex Jones has incited into these frenzies because of his false narratives and claims. And yes, we have freedom of speech, but when that freedom of speech starts to impede on my freedoms and it starts causing challenges mm-hmm. for me, I would think that right there is enough of a criminal element, because it's forcing law enforcement and government agencies to have to spend more time and money cleaning up the mess that Alex Jones is continuing to perpetuate.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I mean, the Trump charges primarily come out of election law and interfering with elections. And, you know, the question on whether or not there's actual treason involved, you know, which depends on what side of the fence you're on that. But, you know, that the charges go towards actually overthrowing the government or election laws. And then the charges in New York were based upon money issues that were, you know, also based upon election law issues. So the Trump stuff is different than just a direct, you know, say, yeah, he did this with Trump. Why can't we do this with Jones? For the most part, a lot of those things are either going to be handled for Jones, going to be handled civilly or not at all. I mean, there are charges that exist for, you know, wasting time or making false calls. The link, though, would have to be more probably for a prosecutor to take the case. It'd have to be more direct. You know, a lot of the actions taken by other people, they can get charged for what they did, but then you'd have to create some kind of, I don't know, conspiracy action or aiding and abetting action to go after Jones under the same criminal charges. So I think, again, it would probably be a very hard stretch for a prosecutor to get to Jones on that. And, you know, he is using this as a way to raise more money. You know, he claims he's raising the money to help pay it off, but I don't know. I think it's a way to raise money. And the civil action with the verdict and with the judgment against him, and now what the bankruptcy has done with it, probably has hit him more harder than anything could have hit him. Because that seems to be what a lot of this is all about, is ways to make more money and make a lot of money. And so, you know, they're hitting him in a lot of people's eyes as hard as you possibly can in the way that he understands what he can be hit for.
But the culpability, right? They are now mm-hmm. going after parents of children that commit crimes. And mm-hmm. I'm curious, as you know, I know it's kind of a different stretch, but when you've got somebody inciting anger, hatred, frustration,
yep.
fear, and these people are going and breaking in or sending letters or showing up on the property, isn't that a level of culpability that's criminal as well? Because this would not have happened had he not said these things and incited this kind of reaction from his followers.
Yeah, and the parent situations are, you know, these where you've had these school shootings or they've gone and shot people and then they've gone after the parents because of their access to guns or the way that they handled it from their end and what they knew and those type of things. Those are far more direct contacts between the actor who does the crime and the person that's charged in the conspiracy. This would be a very different conspiracy because, you know, if he's meeting with the people and saying, here, you go do these things, then I can see that. But if it's him putting out the statement and someone taking it in this direction, even though it's very clear what he's telling them to do, it probably still would be hard for a prosecutor to have all the elements of the connection between the actor and the person that pushed for it. I mean, you know, Jones could say he says these things, but I don't expect anybody to act on them. I think probably they would again say the best place for this is the civil courts for his actions and what people did with it, and here's proof of what they did with it versus the civil charge that would be that direct. The other thing is, you know, you always, even with the most heinous actions of people, you always run into a little bit of situation of, well, you know, the government making certain criminal actions criminal, you know, can be turned around very easily when a new government comes in and say, well, you know, when they do this, they cause X to happen or Y to happen. And that's kind of, you know, more contrary to what our government's set up to do anyway. And the laws, as unfortunate as it seems to be in some cases, you know, they're there for protecting everybody. And, you know, unfortunately, I think he has a right to say certain things, and people take him in bizarre actions and do horrible things with the people that, you know, are easily can be looked at as wrong. But whether or not you could charge somebody else for that, I don't know. I think that'd be hard for the government to do. And I'm not sure I want the government to have all of that power to do that.
Understandable. Good insights on this. Michael Bryant, thank you so much for joining us and spending a little time here today.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Brad Sean Bryant, Michael Bryant.